Penguin Random House Audio presents No More Mean Girls, the secret to raising strong, confident, and compassionate girls. This is the author, Katie Hurley, LCSW. For my brother, John Godbout, and for my oldest friend, Sarah Tanetti, the Dream Team. To every girl who ever wonders, am I good enough? You are, and then some. Words can break someone into a million pieces, but they can also put them back together. I hope you use yours for good, because the only words you'll regret more than the ones left unsaid are the ones you use to intentionally hurt someone. Taylor Swift. Forward. I don't want to go to school, Jenna told me. All the girls hate me, so I'll just sit by myself again while they laugh at me. I can't take it anymore. Peer cruelty is heartbreaking at any age, but Jenna was only 7 years old. Today's childhood reveals a troubling portrait for too many of our daughters. It can best be described as mean, calculating, and backstabbing. Whether rural or urban, rich or poor, the new American girl seems crueler and more aggressive. Parents know it, and they worry for their daughters. A Harris survey of 1,144 parents nationwide found that almost 70% of parents of 3 to 7-year-olds worry that their children will be bullied. What's more, parents of preschoolers and grade school age children are significantly more likely to worry than parents of teenagers. And our qualms are justified. Girl cruelty seems to be starting at younger ages. Mean girl behavior is commonly referred to by professionals as relational or social aggression, but by worried parents as bullying. The mean girl's goal is to damage the victim's social standing by intentionally manipulating how others view her, and her methods are cold and calculated. They can include deliberately isolating or excluding the victim, spreading vicious rumors or posting scandalous lies online, and creating situations to publicly humiliate her. And humiliate is what the mean girl does. Loss of friendships and social standing is psychologically damaging, and the isolation and harassment can be unbearable. Being taunted and shunned, or hearing cruel words or malicious gossip about yourself, are emotionally traumatizing and can be every bit as damaging as physical abuse. Those slights in childhood are devastating, but their emotional scars can last a lifetime. Childhood should be a precious time to forge friendships, develop a strong identity, acquire resilience, and learn to care about others. Instead, too many young girls hate school, experience stress, social anxiety, and depression, dial down empathy, and fear forging friendships. As much as we'd like to just will this problem away, the harsh girl scene is flourishing and must be taken seriously. To not address the mean girl scene is far too damaging for our daughters' well-being. So, what's a parent to do? Well, you can stop wondering, because the answer to how to make no more mean girls a reality lies in your hands. Katie Hurley has given us a gift, practical solutions that are culled from research to stop girl cruelty and help us raise emotionally healthy, compassionate, strong daughters. I know Katie and value her work. She cares deeply about children. Katie is a leading parenting expert who has spent most of her adult life studying child development. She has extensive experience working with children who have learning differences and struggle with anxiety and low self-esteem. And she has real credentials. Katie is a child and adolescent psychotherapist, researcher, and writer who has worked with girls as individuals, in groups, and with their families. She even has a young daughter. If anyone can transform queen hornets into caring bees, it's Katie Hurley. No More Mean Girls is a veritable treasure chest of ways to help you help girls learn to love themselves, realize their talents, get along and empathize with others, find their inner courage, and lead more successful and fulfilled lives. Her ideas are based on sound child development theory and proven research and designed to be used with your daughter. The fact is, this may well be the only book you will need to raise great girls. Katie shows you how to empower young girls to work together for a brighter, better future. She guides you each step of the way as you help your daughter develop the resilience, integrity, and empathy she'll need to lead a good life, learn friendship-making strategies and skills to get along with others and build healthy relationships, cultivate social, emotional skills and find the courage to stand up for herself and others, Stop aggression if she crosses the line to meanness and hurts those she cares about. Acquire healthy self-esteem and strong integrity from the inside out. Learn self-regulation, manage stress, and release negative energy and negative thoughts. Develop assertive communication skills and a strong voice, and learn to say no without guilt. Find her passion, recognize her talents, and realize her power to make a difference in the world. But that's not all. Katie includes engaging stories about girls from her many years of practice who suffered from the mean girl scene, along with the solutions she offered their parents to turn their children's lives around. And she provides a wealth of fun activities to do with your daughter, like making courage cards if she needs a little courage on the go, challenge sticks to encourage her to take healthy risks, confidence sheets to help her remember that she is capable of overcoming obstacles, coping cards to use when challenges are overwhelming, as well as so much more. She even provides parent-teacher conference boxes to help you pause and reflect on how to apply the strategies with your child. But don't stop when you're done reading this book. Get on board with other moms. Hold discussions at your school. Bring in speakers. Suggest that parents read No More Mean Girls. Do whatever it takes, but start talking about the mean girl scene and how to stop it together. Today's girls have what they need to change the course of girlhood for generations to come, Katie points out. They can be the generation of girls that finally stands together as one and shouts, "Together, girls can!" Katie has given us the parenting roadmap to do just that. Let's stand tall, speak out together, and help our girls become all they can be. Consistently using Katie's ideas will help our daughters proceed through life with confidence and resilience, not only now, but for the rest of their lives. What a difference you will make. Michelle Borba, EDD. Author's note. I was the third of four children in my family, 19 months behind my brother and sandwiched between two sisters. I was always labeled the quiet one. An introvert before introversion became a household word. I spent most of my time daydreaming and engaged in quiet play. I also struggled to find my voice. I was fortunate in that my parents understood my quiet nature from day one. They supported me as I gradually worked my way out of my carefully constructed safety net and followed my own dreams. They cheered when I took big risks. "I want to play ice hockey with the boys!" and encouraged me when I met obstacles. Always, they walked by my side with guidance and unconditional love at the ready. I always thought of my father as an accidental feminist. Together with my mother, he brought three girls into this world, and my parents seemed determined to make sure that we all had strong voices, an excellent education, and what is now popularly referred to as grit, tons of grit. At some point during my childhood, I became focused on the fact that women still didn't have the same opportunities as men. "Can girls do that?" was a question I asked over and over again, as only young children can do. If my incessant questioning bothered my father, he never let on. "Girls can," he would reply with equal enthusiasm each time. It became my battle cry as I grew, and it's a phrase that I repeat often to my own daughter today. The only catch is that I add one word. Together, girls can. It's time to empower our girls to work together for a better future. They don't have to compete, because together they win. This book is written in memory of my dad, Jim Godbout, who taught me, in no particular order, and among other things, that it's important to stand up for your beliefs. If you can count your friends on one hand, you're doing just fine. At the end of the line, all we really have is who we choose to be on any given day, and every girl can throw a perfect spiral. Beat them at their own game, Kate. Girls can. Introduction. It takes a great deal of bravery to stand up to our enemies, but just as much to stand up to our friends. J.K. Rowling. Remember when mean girls only existed in high school or middle school? Remember when the queen bee narrative you saw on TV seemed just a tad dramatic and exaggerated? Believe me, I know. I miss those days, too. Having worked with kids for many, many years, I've seen the pushing down of mean girls. Where mean girls once ruled the middle school, we now see similar behaviors among much younger girls, and the rise of unnecessary competition among young girls. I've seen first-grade girls exclude others on purpose, and third-grade girls go to great lengths to publicly humiliate their peers. I haven't given up hope just yet, though.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?